Blog Talk Radio.
Evangelist Billy Adams, all the way from Toledo, Ohio. Hi, gang. I'm glad to be with you again today. Hey, let's start off with the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod, thy staff, thy comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. You know, it's so wonderful to be alive today. It's a great day to be here, to be able to speak with you, God's people, God's children. And today, let's talk about the choice, the challenge, and the change. I think if we think about all the things that we've talked about just a little bit in the last few weeks, we talked about words. We've talked about how important our words are, complaining, how complaining can bring about certain things in our lives, the words that we use. So we have to make choices in our life. And when we make a choice, almost always we will be challenged. But I promise you, if we can walk through that challenge, just get through that challenge, we will walk into a change. God is good. God is faithful. I think sometimes I know many times we say that God will do it. God will take care of everything. And we know that he will. But also, we must be participants in our own lives. God is faithful. God will do what he does, but we must do our part. We must be a participant in our own lives. And so, saying that, I hope you're happy, joyous, and free today. Why don't you call in? This is another Dr. Rock prescription at WKKMT Radio, Blog Talk Radio. We're glad to be here with you again today. So call in. Let's talk about the choice, the challenge, and the change. Who are you in your life today? Okay.
Amen.
Okay. Amen.
Good afternoon.
Hello?
Good afternoon, Evangelist Billy. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How are you today?
Oh, I'm great. And how are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Amen. Thank you.
Yes, amen. Amen. It's a good day.
Yes, it is.
It's beautiful. The sun is shining here in Toledo.
Well, amen. The sun is shining here in Detroit.
Okay.
So I would say we got it good on both sides then. Amen.
Amen, son.
Your topic today is?
The choice, the challenge, and the change.
Oh, that's pretty good.
We have to make choices. And the choice, the challenge,
The choice, the challenge, and the change.
That's correct.
Amen. The choice.
I think that when we make a choice, especially for us that love the Lord, that understands, when we make a choice, we will be challenged. Especially when you.
Amen.
Oh, you got another caller on. Amen. Go ahead, caller.
Amen. I'm listening. You're exactly right. I want to be a listener. I want to be a hearer today as well as a doer.
Oh, amen. Okay. Amen.
My name is Judy Bailey.
Okay, so Bailey, it's just awesome. We all have to make changes in our life. We have to make choices. And we must be participants in our own lives. You know, we know that God is faithful. But I think sometimes, as Christians, sometimes that we depend on God to do it all, everything. But see, we have to do things in our lives. We must be active in our own lives. We must pray. And I don't believe that prayer is optional. The Bible says man ought to always pray. So, you know, we must pray. And whenever we make a choice in life, whichever way, whenever we make a choice, what cause and consequence, when we make a choice for God for the right thing, we're going to be challenged with old ideas, old friends. You were just going to be challenged. Would you agree?
Yes.
Amen. I would certainly agree to that. You know, when you begin to to walk this walk with God, in the word it says, it's simple, yet it is hard. And you know, as you go along, you get that understanding just where it is. As time go on, when God allows you to look back, and I say God first because it's His will, you know, in the beginning to the end. When He allows us to look back at all of what we've done, for me personally, amen, is I look back and I cry and laugh at the same time because I see how far He has brought me. And I thank Him all the time for all the things that He has done. Well, you know, I've changed, the choices that I've made, and the challenges that I even go through on today, amen. So I thank God for the topic on today.
Amen.
Okay, that, when we speak, when we talk about choices and challenges and changes, we're talking about our individual lives. And and as an individual, son, we all have a crisis or issues or whatever. We just all have them because this is life. And challenges and crisis things aren't going to stop happening just because we believe God. And the thing is that when we believe God, when the sun is shining, if we believe Him when the sun is shining, we have to believe Him in the storm. We just have to believe God and trust Him. We have to trust that whatever happens, things are going to work out for my good, for your good.
Mm-hmm.
Sister Judy, for your good. We just have to know that and believe that.
I do believe it. I have a question. I recently was in a relationship. I am saved, been saved, raised, baptized in the name of Jesus since I was 6 years old, and I've been in church all my life. And I got into a relationship, which I knew better, but I let it go because I love the Lord, and I know the word, and I know His commandment, and I know the will, and I know what I'm supposed to do. But I let that relationship go. And he's not saved like me. When I met him, he was trying to seek the Lord. He was doing good for a while. And then I guess the enemy attacked him, and he wasn't patient enough to wait on the Lord and see how good the Lord was. But I continued to see him, and I do love him, and I love God more, so I knew I had to let him go. I want to still be friends with them. I'm strong enough in the Lord to not let the enemy allow me to tempt myself to, you know, do anything that will go against God's will, sleep with them or anything. I'm strong enough for that. But I know in the Bible it says separate yourself from the unequally yoked. And I'm not judging him, but I know he's not walking in the will of the Lord. But am I supposed to just shut him out? I continue to pray on him every day. I don't want to give up on him because I feel that the Lord has brought him in my life for a reason, to try to spiritually connect with him, to bring him closer to Christ.
Mm-hmm.
But in the same token, I don't know if I should just step back and just continue to just pray for him.
You must forgive yourself, and, you know, repent simply means change the mind, and you go ahead. But I would not give up on him. You listen to what the Spirit of God is saying to your church, your spirit. You know, I certainly wouldn't give up on him. You know,
my spirit is saying don't give up on him, because I really feel like him being around me and my children, and the spirit is held in his home and in my heart. I see the change creating in him. It's a very, very slow process. But in the same token, he's still not there, and he still wants things to be different, and I'm not going to let it be different, you know, and him not being saved and him on, you know, being on the carnal sense of things, you know, I don't know if I should continue to be around him, because when he's around me, he still, you know, wants to be of the flesh, and I'm not of the flesh.
Well, can't you be around him without getting in the flesh? Because you know See, he may not understand. He may know but not really understand. But your strength should get you through there. You know, you keep praying for him, keep talking, and forgive yourself, forgive him, and just move on. You should be able to move on. I mean, in a good, a friendly relationship, if you care for him like that. If you care for
and
him.
And he
like
does that. Understand, but yes. He doesn't want to understand. He does understand. He understands my love for God, and he understands, you know, what I'm doing. And he does understand, but the fleshy side of him and the carnal minded side of him, you know, understands, but either doesn't care or just doesn't want to understand because that's not the way he wanted to be.
Well, a lot of times, I'm sorry, go ahead. Go
I'm
ahead, brother.
Amen. Let's not all do it at once. Amen.
Well,
amen.
Well, I think we have to learn how to let people be where they are. Now, if you could be in a good relationship with anybody, be in the relationship and just pray for people. But now, this being a man and you being a woman, quite naturally, if he don't want to follow Christ, follow the guidelines of Christ and the guidelines of a righteous way to live, well, then you have to make other plans. And the first plan would be to separate yourself, you know, from the flesh. So you knowing this, it's your choice. It's your choice. And you will be challenged with your mind and with your emotions, but it's a choice that you must make.
Yes.
Mhm.
And it's a good choice that I made. I'm sure I did make a good choice. I separate myself, but I'm even wondering, should I just stop talking to him, period? But in my spirit, and God gives you 9 gifts, and one of the gifts is discernment, and I really feel spiritually that God connected me to him for a reason, but I can't get him on the level of just being spiritual-minded, period.
No, we can't get another. We have no control over another human being. The only thing that we could do is hope for the best. And when you did all that you could do, you just have to move on because basically people, we're all just human beings, and we change if we want to, when we want to. So,
amen. Do we have another call on the line?
Yes.
I'm here.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay.
Yes.
I just wanted to say to Dr. Billy Adams that she is very talented to talk on the radio like this, and she does an excellent job of keeping my attention and making it worthwhile and interesting. And I just wish it wasn't long distance because I'd like to listen until the show ends.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Oh, thank you, Carl. Thank you. Thank you so
You're
much.
You're welcome.
Okay. Let's have a comment from the gentleman.
Amen. Amen. Well, to go back to what Sister Bailey was saying, a lot of times in this walk, when you first begin it, it's a journey all within itself, and most of the times, for anyone, especially as a man or woman becomes of age and they choose to follow the Lord at whatever age that may be. But as we get older, as we become older, as the topic is today, but I think it was the choice, the challenge, and the change, it's hard to make choices. And as we all know, as we have gotten older, even in us, although we love Christ, sometimes it's still hard for us to change. Sometimes you have to go through extremes to change. Changing is not always easy for a person that's used to things that has been in their lives for a period of time. Change may come a lot easier for a younger person than quicker than it would an older person, because an older person, as we get older, we sometimes, it has been said over the course of my life that as you get older, you go into a stage where you become settled. You know, so prayer is what I'm getting to. Prayer for the Christian man and or woman that chooses their prayer life, prayer will resolve any matter that is in our lives. You know, we have to learn how to become sincere. Me, myself, I've just been going through some things here lately, and I realized that because I had not been praying and because I had not been reading or studying the way that I once was, because of all of those things, my spiritual life had become weakened, and the natural part had begun to grow again. So it's prayer that's going to do the most significant thing in our lives for us that truly love Him now. You know, whether the next man or woman do not believe like you, you have to be the one that's standing the gap for that man or that woman. And if God sees it fits for that thing to come together, that's, or if He separates it, that's what He'll do. Amen?
Amen. Because when someone sees the change in you, it creates a change in them. Sometimes, and sometimes people never change.
Sometimes people want to change. One thing about it, when people want to change, they change. I think we make things harder ourselves because sometimes a person wants us to change, and we want to do what they want us to do, so we act, and it just does not work like that because God is real, and we must be real in this walk and our conversations and our attitudes. We must be real. And a person will know. A lot of times it's just so many issues. We have other callers on the line.
Amen.
We must make good choices. We must make good choices. And all the time, God will move if we move with God. We have other callers on the line.
Amen. Amen. There's another caller on the line. Go ahead. Amen.
Amen.
Is there another caller on the line?
Go ahead. Well, choice,
challenges,
and the choice, the challenge, the change. Well, we're going to have to make choices the balance of our days, our life. We're going to have to make choices. And relationships, it's one that we really must put before God. We just have to. Because in ourselves, sometimes we know, sometimes we don't.
Right.
You know. But we have a caller on the line, 331. Hello? 331-926. I'm sorry, 313-926.
Oh, that's
me.
That's who you're speaking.
That's
Mr.
Bailey.
That's Ms. Bailey.
Oh, that's Mr. Bailey. Okay.
Yeah, that's Ms. Bailey. Amen. We'll proceed on until the next caller come online. Callers, amen. If there's anyone that is listening in, if you have a prayer request on today, or if you want to make a comment on today, or if there's anything that's on your mind on today and you would like to talk to Evangelist Billy, amen, just press 1, amen, and you will come in live with us on the radio on today, amen, and she will be more than glad to answer or prayer or a 6 amen. Help you in any area that you need to help you in. Amen?
Amen. 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 That's just true.
Going back to the conversation that we were just having, you know, I was writing earlier and I was thinking about the word relationship as it stands for us that are currently trying to be in what we call a relationship. And I think that you build a relationship with God. Amen. But I said that to say that I was thinking about the word partnership now as opposed to relationship because for me, partnership holds a little bit more value than relationship on the day. I think we have used relationship so broad and wide over the years that when we speak the word relationship, we don't truly uphold what relationship really is on the day. And so I think in today's time, because so much is going on and there are a lot of different issues at different times, I think partnership, for me, amen, that's just my thought right now, is a significant thing because when you partnership with someone, you're somewhat pressing toward something together.
We have another caller, 313-452. Go ahead, caller. 313-452.
What's the last four?
Well, they'll call back again, apparently.
Amen.
Well, go ahead. Mm-hmm. You're doing an excellent job explaining because we must begin an open dialogue and talk with one another more about how we feel because relationships can trip us up sometimes. Relationships not cultivated in the right atmosphere of our minds
and attitude can put us in a dark place.
Yes.
You know, it has to be cultivated in the life and light of God, number one. It has to be cultivated in the life and love of God. So there some people, some want to change, and some don't want to change, because I think a lot of times people think that to change that they're giving up something. They're giving up something that they need. And they don't understand that this gift from God, you know, it's free, but it's not cheap. You can't work for it. You can't earn it. You can't buy it. It's free, but it's not cheap.
Amen.
When I pray and I ask God to create in my loved ones a clean heart, a renew a right spirit, and I didn't pray for God to bring me someone or bring that relationship or that man that was in my life to bring him to me or let us get married, because I know, first of all, we have to clean our hands, our head, and our heart. And without doing that and having the relationship and seeking ye first the kingdom of God, all things righteous will be added unto thee. And you have to have a relationship with God first, and God will work in your life and move in your situation. And if it's for you, if God wants it, if it's God's will, it'll be for you, and if it's not, it won't. And sometimes in change, we have to accept that some things are just not in the will of God, and some people are not in the will of God for them to be in our life.
That's right. Absolutely.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Amen.
In five minutes, we're going to be taking a break for a few minutes. Is that okay, gang?
Amen.
I want you guys to stay tuned now.
Hmm? I didn't know I had to push one at first, and that's why for a minute and didn't realize I had to push one. So when I heard them say push one, that's when I did, and I was on for a minute.
Okay.
So a lot of people may not know that.
Okay, thank you, sister.
Okay, we go to commercial.
Hello?
Have power.
we're back. We're here. Hello.
Amen.
Yes, amen. Yes.
I just wanted to let you know I was back. I mean.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, dear. We're having a good conversation today. We need to talk more about what's really going on in our lives, especially as Christians.
Amen.
Because I think sometimes Christians, there's so much that we're not supposed to do, places we can't go, things that we're not to do. Well, what can we really do? But one thing I'd like to stress is that this gift from God, this life that we live, it's a free gift, but it's not cheap. Not cheap.
Amen.
You know, it's not cheap. We can't buy it. We can't work for it. You know, it's just a gift. But now we receive the gift, and then we must do something to hold on to these things. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. We got another
caller.
Hello. Amen. Can you hear me?
Amen.
I can hear you, caller.
Praise God. Good afternoon. Evangelist Billy.
Good afternoon, darling.
How are you?
I am truly blessed. I'm great.
Blessed.
How are you?
Blessed. I'm doing blessed and highly favored, too. I love this show. Wonderful. It's wonderful. I come across a scripture,
uh-huh.
And the scripture is Joshua 24, starting at the 14th verse.
Uh-huh.
And it says, "Now therefore fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the and serve the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, of the gods of the Amorites, in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Amen.
Amen.
Well, amen.
Hold on just a second now. Amen. Now, you know what's neat about that right there? You know what's significant about that? I went to a visiting church today, amen?
Okay.
And that very same scripture that was just read on radio was the very same scripture that I heard today from the very exact same person, Jesus.
Well, it's talking to someone. See, the word is sharper. The word of God will find you, whoever you are, wherever you are, if you will pay attention. The word is talking to somebody, and it goes into our lesson, the choice, the challenge, and the change. Choose you this day whom you will serve.
You will. Amen.
Choose
That's
you.
All right
it's
right
a
now.
Choice. It's a choice.
Oh, I got joy all on the inside right now. But that's what I love. See, I love when you go somewhere, then nobody else go with you. But then when God gives you revelation, he brings it right back, amen, to you through another person. Isn't that a blessing?
Yeah. All right.
Amen.
Yeah.
It's wonderful to serve something so significant, yet someone we cannot see.
Well, we have another caller on the line. We have another caller on the line, 713-397.
Yes, ma'am. Good morning. Good afternoon to you.
Hi.
I just would like to have a prayer to go out to the Green family pertaining to my grandmother right now. It's also the Lord's will that she's walking with the dead right now.
Yes.
And
okay.
We just need prayer for our family.
You said the Green family, my sister?
Yes, ma'am, the Green family.
Okay, let us pray right now. Oh, Father God, we come to you right now. Father God, as we humbly but boldly approach the throne of grace, we come into your presence saying thank you, Father God, and that your will be done, and that you would cover this family with your love and with your blood, oh God, your kindness, oh God, that you would surround them with your kindness and your love, which you would carry them in this time, oh God. Be with them one by one, collectively and individually, oh God. Be with the Green family, oh God. And right now we pray in the name of the Father, and in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Ghost, we pray. It is so. It is so. It is so. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you very much.
Well, it seems like, you know, the things that we're talking about, it's on our minds, and it's on our hearts, you know, and let us talk about the choice, the challenge, and the change. Sometimes we don't want to make a choice, and sometimes we don't want to make a change because we don't know what the outcome is. And it's good, it's easy to stay in a familiar situation, but sometimes it leads us to a battleground or a battle in the mind. When we don't obey the will and the word of God, am I in the line of fire or am I going to get hit? The question becomes, when will I get hit?
All right, amen.
So if we're not on the Lord's side, I mean, whose side are you on? Whose side are you on? It's not no in between and in between. It's one or the other. Whose side are we on? We're talking about the choice, the challenge, and the change. We're on the KKMT radio station today. This is Evangelist Billy Adams. And you can email me at GoldTreeRose. That's Gold, G-O-L-D, GoldTreeRose98@yahoo.com. Hello, audience.
Hello.
Hello.
Amen.
Yes.
Hello.
Amen. Speak.
Praise God.
Yes, praise God. God is good.
All the time. Yes, he
All
is.
The, yes, yes.
Yes,
All
he
the
is.
Time.
Yeah, so the scripture that I read that came to me in the Joshua, the 24th verse, the 24th and the 14th and the 15th verse, that's what I read. And what came to my thought in the topic of today, and as I go back to the time when I was a little girl, and it wasn't a choice. You had no other choice. When you got up on Sunday morning, you had to get up and go to church no matter what, because this is what my parents told me that I had to do. And I thank God for that on now today that I am an older woman. And as a little child, you know, you hear, oh, church is boring, you know, you don't get nothing out of it. You know, but now on today, on Sunday, you if you're out and about, you see more children outside. You see, you know, children not going to church, you know. And I just thank God that my parents had made that choice for me as a young woman, and, you know, and as a child, and now that I am a young older woman, that it has to be a choice for my child also. It's not a choice. I have to be the parent, and I have to make sure that my child has it also. You know.
Well, I know that we're in different times, and I know that the word of God does not change, and people change. The word doesn't change, but the people change. A lot of times, we don't want situations, for instance, we have to let things die in us, just bad behavior, bad attitudes. We have to cut things off. We have to just let them die. And a lot of times, I think people think that, so when we speak of the word death, it's a negative thing. It's a bad thing. But when we understand the word, when it's given unto man, wants to die, but after that, see, and the thing is that the crossing over in this life is a blessing. We don't see
Amen.
It like that. We don't understand because we don't truly understand. There's a place where we must get in God where we understand the ending, the celebration of life. It's really the beginning. And it's a
Praise
celebration.
God.
It should be a celebration of life. You know, it should be a celebration. And when there's so much that we have to do the work on ourselves, you know, I talk about the heart, the door, the mouth, the gate, and the mind, the trap. When we understand the words that Jesus spoke, when he tells us that we are healed, when God says that we have his only begotten Son, when we shall have life and that more abundantly, what are we saying with our mouth? What are we saying? See, we've got to say what the word says. God does not answer to our words. He answers to his word in us. Am I right?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So. Phew. Oh, I'm sorry. Another caller. Do we have another caller on the line? Does anyone believe that death is the beginning of a rebirth?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Yes,
amen.
I believe that.
We die from our old sins, we regenerate our new spirit man. The old spirit man dies, and the new spirit man comes into effect.
Right, and people, everybody won't believe. I mean, it's just everybody won't believe because I think many times people think that holding on to this world, a certain lifestyle, they think they're prospering, they're getting over, or whatever, but it's not true. But everybody won't understand. Everybody won't understand, but death is just really the beginning of life, a rebirth, if you will, rebirth, born again. And that, too, it's a choice. It's a choice. You know, when we come into... Go ahead, darling.
I was just saying when I was going through that challenge in that relationship, I knew that it was wrong. I knew that it was wrong. And I couldn't sleep at night. I couldn't get any rest. But when I made that change, I just felt like a new person. My soul was at peace. I could sleep at night because I knew in my heart that it was right. And I know it says that it is better to not have known God than to know him and not do his will. And I knew that was God's will. And I just had a peace to pass all understanding when I let that relationship go. And it was just wonderful.
See, you understand. Yeah. And that's a blessing and a miracle in itself because sometimes we be in relationships or we be in certain situations that lead us to circumstances that which we have no control of. And when we lose the consciousness of God, that spiritual consciousness, when we can do anything that we want to do, well, God leaves us to ourselves. So the decisions we make, it's really on us. But then when we fall into a trap, when we fall into a situation, what do we do? Oh, God, help me. We can pray then. We learn how to pray then. Am I right? We learn how to pray then. We'll even get on our knees, huh? And time passed. In the beginning, you'll say, no, I'm not going to get on my knees. Or we may be walking and say, I don't have to pray today until the darkness come upon me. The darkness come upon me. And then I can pray. Somebody need to say amen right there.
Amen.
It's true. Because
yeah.
we
Is there
know.
Another call on the line?
No, there isn't. So I think we know. We just want to make our decision because, you know, we're quick to say, I'm grown.
All right.
I'm grown. I know I've said it.
God
so
gives us the free will to do what's right. He's not going to make you. You have to have the will. God will do for you what you can't do for yourself if you're being obedient, if you follow in his word.
That's right. If we be, it's just like a will. Just say that you, Sister Judy, and I have the same mother and the same father. Now, our mother and father pass away, and they leave a will, but only your name is on the will. Well, Sister Judy, what about me?
Mm-hmm.
If the will is in your name, well, people can say what they want to say, and everybody will have a whole lot to say. But the words on that paper will speak for itself. And what I'm saying is that we must be in the will of God. Well, how am I in the will of God? Obey. And sometimes we just need to be quiet. Everybody can't read, but we have to help someone else.
To understand
that this way, it's a beautiful way.
And sometimes
free will
is not enough. I'm sorry.
Free will means making better choices.
Yes.
Free will means making better choices. Am I still in the church here?
Amen.
Free will. Don't get quiet on me now. Let's talk. Continue to talk. Because when we make choices, see, I say that because I talk with a lot of people, men and women, and I've come to believe that, and I call it, I say it, misunderstood by society, misplaced by circumstance, and masked by medication. Because what I've come to believe is that, see, sometimes we could make such choices that carry us so far over or to the other side. We go someplace we really didn't intend to go and stay longer than we intended to stay.
Amen.
And it's hard to get back. It's hard to get back.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have somebody in your family, if you don't know something, you better know something in your spirit or someone that can reach out like with a fishing reel and just reach out there and touch you and bring you back through prayer.
Amen.
So,
I think that's just what happened in my case. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, I'm a witness to that last statement. I'm all right, too. Amen.
You're a witness to that, brother.
Yeah, I'm a witness to that last statement. I'm all right now. I just got up. I'm a little bit dirty, but I'm dusting myself off. Amen.
All right.
Standing up, I'm smiling, though.
Well, I'm smiling
because I know who I belong to in the midst of all my trials and tribulations. In the midst of what a person may think or say or even do or how they may even act, I still know who I belong to. And I think on today, one of the points that we try to stress to the people, men and women alike, especially and truly if you love the Lord. Because without God, we cannot do anything. But with God, we do know that everything is possible. But as the word was spoken on in today in church, amen. Even when you're going through, serve God.
Yes.
When you have to serve God. Even when it don't look like the day is going to come up for you that love Him, serve Him anyway.
Yes.
You know,
amen.
And that's what we have to know within ourselves as men and women that love God. We call on His name, we pray. We're faced with situations anyway because the Bible says you could be in the world, but don't be of it.
Yes.
You know,
well,
and sometimes even in the midst of us knowing that, it's not always as easy as it sounds. But what happens is, like any and everything else that we've done since we've been birthed to this earth, everything that we've learned how to do, we had to practice it before we became. When we were babies, we were crawling. And I remember my mother and father standing not so far apart, picking you up with your arms, with both of their hands up under the armpits of myself when I was a baby, and pushing me on. And you go fall until one day you learn how to take some steps, and then while you're taking the steps, you're balancing yourself. It's the same thing when you come to Jesus. It's the same exact thing.
Well, you know,
amen.
A lot of that's such a wonderful outlook. Brother, it's just such a wonderful outlook. With today, the choice, the challenge, the change, it's time for many things, but what I wanted to stress today was for us not to let our history kill our destiny. It's about forgiveness
amen.
In the moment. Don't let your history kill your destiny. And don't look back. I said drop it, it's hot, drop it, and don't look back. Don't look back. Jesus said, let the dead
bury
the dead, because the dead, for real, see a brand new day. They see a brand new day because they know that it's not what it looks like, because death is only the beginning, and it's time for a revolution, a revolution of the mind.
Amen.
Amen.
That mindset. And remember, if you can take away anything today, remember the choice, the challenge, and the change. But I want to stress, don't let your history kill your destiny.
That's right. Great,
because
God, I like that.
God has something for us all, but we have to know it, be a participant in our own lives, and trust God to do what he said he would do. I believe that he will. I believe that he will. I believe that he will. And
I don't like challenges, but I thank God for the challenge, because if it wasn't for the challenge, it wouldn't be changes. And I just thank God for the challenge. And sometimes God allows us to go through trials, tribulations, and challenges just so we can humble ourselves and we can make a change within us. The word says it. You know, if our people who are called by my name would humble themselves, pray, and turn from their wicked ways, then shall I hear from heaven and heal the land. And it is so true.
That is the truth. I don't like challenges. You want evangelists to tell you the truth, right? I wish I could sit here and tell you that I'm all wrapped up in the Holy Ghost and everything is hunky-hunky-dory. Because I trust God, I know that everything is all right. And everything that don't look like it's all right, I believe that it's all right anyway. But we all go through challenges and changes. And we all have to have another outlook. But I'm ready for a revolution.
Yes. Salvin Springs change.
Hello?
Yeah.
You got another call coming in?
No, not that. No, we'll be closing out shortly.
Oh,
in
no.
In about 5 minutes, we'll be closing out. See.
Oh, no.
He just come back next Sunday at the same time.
At the same station.
Amen.
I sure will.
Some more of a your thoughts or whatever
this
topic may be on next week.
Yes, this is
amen.
Inner excellence. I enjoyed everything. It's so wonderful to communicate back and forth with you guys. It's just a wonderful thing to be able to be with you all, talking with you all, because we're all learning. We're all learning, you know.
Uh-huh.
And this is Inner Excellence with your evangelist, Billy Adams, from Toledo, Ohio. Another Dr. Rock subscription with KKMT Radio. And thank you for joining in. And tune in again next Sunday. Call someone. Call a friend. Call someone. Have them to tune in. You can reach me at my email at gold, that's G-O-L-D, tree, rose, 98@yahoo.com. This is Billy Adams. God bless you. We love
Revelation,
you.
Uh-huh. Chapter 7, verses 16 and 17. Yes, sir. They shall hunger no more, neither shall they thirst anymore. Preach.
Hello.
For God shall wipe every tear from their eyes. Yes, get ready for the revolution.
won't pass. So don't be caught slipping, brother. Don't be tripping, brother. Cause when I see him, I'm getting
really brother. Say we move too much, you do too much. And just step against us and you lose too much. Ain't no stopping what we doing when the spirit is moving. Don't be hating what I'm doing, I'm the vessel he's using. Everywhere I be, they try to judge me. They try to shake me, they try to buzz me.